The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just, like, the most likable human being, and all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes it after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks win at the UC, and they hand the Chicago Bulls yet another loss for that team playing in Chi-Town. Another W for the team in Milwaukee. 123-102 the final, and your Bucks take out the Chicago Bulls tonight under a useful night where everybody gets back. The first time the Big Three's been able to play together in quite some time. Mike Budenholzer spoke to how nice it would be to have Eric Bledsoe, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Chris Middleton all out on the floor at the same time tonight, as Eric Bledsoe returns from the right avulsion fracture there to his fibula. Giannis back after a couple of nights for some back tightness. 27 minutes from Giannis, 32 from Middleton, and on a minutes restriction didn't necessarily matter. 16 minutes and 15 points from Eric Bledsoe. Looked great coming back today. 5 of 8 from the floor, 1 of 2 from downtown, penetrating the lane, finding the open man, 3 boards, 3 assists as well for Bledsoe, and a plus 26 when number 6 was back on the floor with the Milwaukee Bucks tonight. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmid, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. We're joined here on these postgame shows by you at 414-799-1250. And then also on certain nights, I am honored and privileged to be joined here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline by a Hall of Famer in pro basketball, former Milwaukee Buck. His number 4 hangs in the rafters at Fiserv Forum, a coach for the Milwaukee Bucks for a number of years. Sidney Moncrief joins us here on the Big and Save Pro Hoops postgame show tonight. Sidney, appreciate it as always here. A good win for the Bucks tonight, as everybody able to be back. Bledsoe, Middleton, and Giannis back in the starting lineup again tonight.
Billy, beautiful basketball. I just thought that the Bucks set the trend early. The two keys, first quarter scoring, third quarter scoring. That's when you come out and you set the tempo. I thought the transition game early was very good. Turnovers were created. The Bucks got in the open court, got easy baskets, and from there they exploded the paint, got to the foul line, and just dominated the game. It was just fun to watch.
It was a dominating effort, even though the scoreboard, Sidney, in that first half may have not shown that. The Chicago Bulls were shooting out of their minds from downtown. You were 1 of 14 from deep. But like you said, being able to get out and transition, the Bucks played their type of game, it felt, all 48 minutes tonight.
They really did. I thought that Middleton, of course, was very good at the beginning of the ball game. And you can't underestimate what it means to get in the paint, because even though sometimes the stats will say points in the paint, it doesn't really reflect when a player penetrates and kicks out to a three-point shooter, or he kicks out to a shooter, a player runs at the shooter, they kick out to another player, and they make a three-point shot. That play was created by penetration, and if I had to point to one thing that was critical tonight, it was Bledsoe, Middleton, Giannis' ability, Hill's ability to get into the paint and make plays.
Eric Bledsoe penetrating the lane, Sidney Moncrief, is one of the best things to watch in this team, because he penetrates with such... I mean, reckless abandon is just the easiest way for me to say it. When he gets into the lane, everybody is going to have to stop and watch, just because of how good of a finisher he can be from inside of the paint. Now, depending on how consistently he finishes, that can be another thing. But what did you see out of Bledsoe in his return tonight?
Well, I thought he was sharp. I thought defensively he was very active. Like you said, he got to the paint, and Bledsoe gets to the paint even when you know he's driving to the paint. In other words, when he starts to drive, there's space because the defenders are playing off of him, saying, we know you're driving, we're going to make sure you don't get to the basket. He has the knack to get close enough with body contact and still either make the shot or make a pass, or get fouled. And I thought that was a huge key to tonight's ball game.
Pro Basketball Hall of Famer Sidney Moncrief joins us here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. If you're just tuning in, Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls tonight 123-102. Sidney, I watch it on that other side, that Bulls sideline. Coby White is a really, really fun player to watch. I think he's going to be a really nice player for years to come.
He played well tonight. I think his ability to change directions and speed makes him difficult to guard. He has a nice floater in the paint. He made three-point shots tonight. And he was their most active offensive player. He did not turn the ball over very much in critical situations. And if he continues to improve, he's going to be a nice player for the Bulls.
Are you kidding me? Moment of the game brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go with experience. Go with GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Sidney Moncrief joining us here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. I'm Bill Schmidt, baby Tausch. Appreciate you listening as well after the game tonight and on the radio.com app. Sidney, is it surprising to you that the Bucks have been able to be as dominant as they have, 30-5 starting out here in 2019, but they've done so while everybody seemingly has spent time on the injured list? Obviously, Eric Bledsoe returns tonight. They played seven games without Chris Middleton, and that was one thing. They were very healthy last year. Maybe the Bucks are better record-wise right now than they were a year ago, but they've also done that with that adversity facing with guys out of the lineup. Your experience, how tough can that be for certain teams?
It's very difficult, but when you can always pencil in 30 points, 15 rebounds, and 5 assists, it becomes a little bit easier to deal with injuries. And that's what you have with Giannis. You can just mark that down and just close the books. You're going to get that from him just about every night. And now you're not in the position of a lot of other teams where you have to make up a lot of points when guys are out, because Giannis is so steady, he's so consistent, and it makes a huge difference for this team.
I was listening to the call of the Chicago Bulls radio call a little bit earlier on tonight, just listening as I was coming in and hearing Bill Wennington talk about, obviously former Bull, talk about Chris Middleton. He talked about how underappreciated he can be around the league because he simply makes the right play. In the month of December, Sidney Moncrief, he was a 50-40-90 guy. How good can Chris Middleton get, or is he already kind of maxed out, you think, that potential for him?
I think he can probably become a little more consistent when he plays against these better teams that really follow the scouting report. I thought the Bulls tonight, if you look at both teams tonight, the Bucks followed the game plan. They knew tendencies. They didn't let players get to their strengths, where the Bulls allowed that to happen a lot more than some of the better teams. So his next level would be, now we're playing against the Celtics or the 76ers or some of these better teams, and they have my tendencies down. How do I continue to be an effective player? And he has, I think, the basketball IQ to get there.
It was a tough night when the Bucks go to Philadelphia on Christmas Day. Obviously, it was a fired-up atmosphere there in Philadelphia, Sidney. But to be able to come back after a loss like that, first I want to go back to the loss a little bit. Giannis seemed to have to deal with that a lot, where Philadelphia knew what he wanted to do and were beating him to that spot. Have you seen an improvement in Giannis's game, or maybe on the other side, still some room for improvement, being able to capitalize when teams know what he is going to do?
He's the best player in the NBA, and it's a given that every time he plays a team, they're going to know his tendencies. The better teams, i.e. Philadelphia, which has more length and better athletes, they're going to make it difficult for him. But I have seen Giannis make the adjustment. He's being more patient. He's not forcing the play as much. He's always been a great passer. He has made that adjustment, and he will continue to get better in those areas. But, of course, Bill, you hit the nail on the head. The other players, when that's happening, they must step up and play better. Christmas Day is difficult, especially when you're playing on the road. It's just, you can't even start to explain. I've done it before. It's just difficult to make that transition on Christmas Day, playing on the road, and to play well. So the Bucks, was not surprising they did not play well against Philadelphia.
What are some of your best moments from playing basketball on Christmas Day?
I didn't have any good moments playing on Christmas Day. That's my point. I really did. You're just kind of pissed off that you have to play on Christmas Day, first of all. You have to get over that mentally. Even though you don't say that publicly, you're like, why am I playing basketball on this particular day? But beyond that, my worst time, we were playing New Jersey. I was a rookie, and we were playing on Christmas Day, and we had a bus ride about an hour from the arena. No, that was Thanksgiving. It was a holiday. It was Thanksgiving. And I'm thinking to myself, this is the worst. I thought the NBA was a little better than this right here. So it gets in your head a little bit until you become an older player and you learn to adjust to it.
Well, that's even worse. Thanksgiving, that's supposed to be a football day. So then they're crossing it up. They didn't even give you guys your own holiday?
No, we played in, it was Rutgers Gymnasium. Wasn't even an arena. We played in New Jersey Nets, which was a good team. We got waxed so bad that ball game. So that was my worst holiday memory of playing a basketball game.
Talking with Sidney Moncrief, Hall of Famer, Bucks legend, number 4, retired by your Milwaukee Bucks, for a couple more minutes here on the Big and Safe Pro Hoops postgame show. So you go from two huge games at home, the Clipper game and Laker game. Sidney, were so electric. The arena was live, and everybody was excited. You were fired up for those games. And then you win both of those tests and then go in and fall to a Philadelphia team. What's the biggest message that Mike Budenholzer had to give to his club, or is there one, since it's a veteran team, to be able to get themselves off the mat and be able to finish out strong here in the month?
Well, I don't think there is a message. I just think that he told them, okay, guys, we didn't play a good ball game. The good thing about the NBA, we have another one coming right up. Let's get back on the streak. You're 30-5. I mean, obviously they were 29-4. That's a pretty good record. Wouldn't you say? That's pretty
100%.
Good. 100%. As a head coach, you want to just get that behind you as soon as possible. And when you look at the Bucks' schedule moving forward, I think the next 7 or 8 games, only one team is over 500. So I'm sure they looked at the schedule as coaches and said, okay, that's behind us. Now let's make sure we make up the ground. Let's keep playing hard. Let's make sure we go on another winning streak, which they're capable of doing.
And part of that run of the schedule included the Chicago Bulls tonight, a win that you had to have, a win that you should have looking at it, and one that the Bucks were able to do so with their starters playing a few less minutes. How nice is that when you get a soft part of the schedule, Bucks readjusting with everybody back into the lineup coming off the injuries?
Yeah, I thought that was a huge key, because you can play Giannis less than 30 minutes tonight, your best players, and you can play Bledsoe only played, 15 minutes, and they got just enough of what we say is just enough of a run to feel like you've played a basketball game without being overtaxed where you feel fatigued. And to be in that 30-minute range for a player like Giannis, that's going to pay huge dividends when we get to the playoffs.
And the Bucks have to start heading out West Coast next week. Sidney, final thing for you here. It usually can be a bugaboo for teams from Milwaukee. How difficult can it be starting an NBA game at 9 o'clock body clock-wise?
That is an adjustment, but veteran teams and players that play well, and Giannis is a superstar, superstars have a way of making the rest of their teammates step up to the plate and just continue to play basketball. I think the adjustment will be not as much as we think it will be.
Easy for a superstar to talk about playing at a superstar level. Sidney, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week. Always, like
Thank
I said,
you,
honored that we're able to have you here on the postgame show. Looking forward to it all year long.
All right, have a good new year. Go Bucks.
Same to you, Sidney Moncrief. Have a happy and safe new year. He joins us, the Pro Basketball Hall of Famer, number 4 on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935. Take a quick time out. Come back with the rundown of the highlights tonight. There were a lot of them. Bucks start out fast, and they start out strong in the third quarter, a 40-point third quarter, the best one they've had this season in that exact period. They blitz through the Chicago Bulls and run away in the second half and win it by 21 on the road at the UC tonight. If you want to join us, if you're leaving the United Center, want to hear from you as well. 123-102 Bucks win. Bill Schmid with you on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North, right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the wrench-and-go drive of the game. Need auto parts?
Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest price auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
123-102, the final from United Center. Get you the drive of the game here momentarily. We'll also take you back through this one. Bucks start out quick. 8-0 run to begin the game and then run away and hide from the Chicago Bulls tonight. Just spoke with Sidney Moncrief. If you missed it, go to 1057FMTheFan.com, or if you're listening on the Radio.com app, just go rewind that bad boy and check that out. Good conversation with Sidney tonight as he's able to look at this Bucks team right now. Battled through some adversity, some injury issues. One of the reasons why I thought the idea of 58.5 was probably a pretty legitimate number for a win total going into the year. Now you get Eric Bledsoe, Giannis, and Chris Middleton all back on the same floor, something that hasn't happened since early November, and you're 30-5. I don't think that can be spoken enough of how quickly they've been able to rebound off these injuries, still get wins in the process, while also stacking the success on top of each other and being able to win games and then pad the lead in the Eastern Conference and hopefully be able to have home court advantage when this thing ends up in April. 414-799-1250. Hanging on the south side is Joel. He's up on the Pick and Save Pros postgame show. Hey, Joel.
Hey, what's going on, Bill?
Good hearing from you.
To me, the most important thing for this Bucks team, obviously Giannis is great, Middleton's an all-star, but it's the role players, because you have to, as a role player, hit shots when it's provided to you. And because you have Giannis who's going to draw the attention, that's going to happen for you. In the Eastern Conference Finals last year, people say Kawhi outplayed Giannis, and that's probably true, but the thing that stuck out to me was Fred VanVleet going 14 of 17 from 3 in games 3 through 6.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes 9 of 17 from 3 in those games, Bucks probably win the series, and people aren't saying Kawhi outplayed Giannis. But Giannis, being a willing passer, and you saw that to start the second half, he created two buckets, both called a quick timeout. They probably had to reassess what they were doing. If I'm an opposing team, I look to kind of let Giannis get his and stop everybody else, because when you see that ball moving on offense for the Bucks, guys hitting shots, their confidence is up, and then all of a sudden they're playing better on defense. If I'm an opposing team, I look to try to stop them and let Giannis get his. Because the evolution of Giannis, to me, yeah, if he hits his outside shot, that's great. Of course, you want to see that. But it's being a willing passer and also understanding what the defense is trying to do to you when they're trying to slow down the others and when they're trying to slow down you.
And that's the part of changing and just getting better as an all-around basketball player, Joel, that I think was a difficult balance in the offseason, where you wanted the jump shot to immediately jump up, you know, a sizable margin, a noticeable difference in his ability to shoot the outside jumper. But knowing the game better and simply being a savvier player at the age of 25, as a playmaker, he's definitely shown strides in understanding the game better.
No, and I totally agree. Because when you see him shoot, sometimes I feel like he knows he's supposed to shoot, and that's why he's shooting. But I just want to see the game come to him and kind of, like you said, have a better feel for it, because that, to me, is where Kawhi is better. Not necessarily as an individual talent, but just Kawhi just has a better feel for the game than Giannis right now. But as Giannis continues to develop, and those role players just need to be able to continue to have confidence, because to me that's the biggest thing. Like, don't be afraid, Eric Bledsoe. Don't be afraid, Chris Middleton. Like, in those playoff moments, just play, and I think that'll help the Bucks.
No doubt about it. Appreciate it, Joel. And a lot of that, too, I think to Joel's point, can simply be chemistry and playing together, right? Understanding when you're able to pick your spots and when the light is going to go to you to be the playmaker, to go 2 to 3 possessions knowing you have to be able to score. Giannis also understanding when the double team is coming. He has been able to sense that better in the first 35 games of this season than I think I've seen him in the first 5 years of his career. But that's not a weird thing to say. That's not a sizable mark. A lot of it is because you learn how to be a better basketball player the more basketball you play. Shocking explanation. But to develop that part of your playmaking style, I think a lot of it simply just comes with reps against other guys in this type of climate, if that makes sense. Like, in this type of atmosphere, those are when you're able to learn and see the maturity of him as a ball handler. Also, one thing I think you've seen a lot that Mike Budenholzer and the rest of the Bucks coaches have done, they're putting Giannis in a lot of positions to play like a big. You see him a lot now leading, not necessarily as the ball handler in the pick and roll. He is simply setting the screen and finding the right way to roll. And that is dangerous when you treat him like a big man, because he is. He's one of the best finishers around the rim. The more opportunities you put the ball in his hands 10 feet away, that's him in the open floor. And he's the best in the league in the open floor. 414-799-1250. South of the border in Waukegan, we find Adam on 414-799-1250. Adam, what's going on? You're on the Fan.
Oh, hey, baby Taj, man. I've been a big fan for about 5 or 6 years now. It's the first time calling. I'm great. I'm just so, so happy to be on.
Oh, appreciate you making the call. I'm doing good. I'm doing better after Bucks wins like this one.
Yeah, well, I have something to say about that. They won by 20, but if they want to make a big playoff push this year, they got to win by 25-30. And let me just say this. Michael Jordan, Derrick Rose, Kobe White. Why isn't that man playing 45 minutes?
You guys got to be feeling yourselves with Kobe White on that Chicago Bulls team. That dude definitely looks like he's going to be a legit player.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Early in the second, maybe third, maybe fourth, I don't really know. Three straight three-pointers.
Is he better than Zach LaVine on your team? Because the Chicago Bulls paid Zach LaVine like he's a superstar.
That's what Zach LaVine is telling everybody. He's a superstar in Chicago. But I'm not buying it. Kobe White. Like I said, Michael Jordan, Derrick Rose, Kobe White.
Adam, I'm guessing you were at United Center tonight. How was the atmosphere tonight?
Oh, the atmosphere. I sure was at the United Center tonight. And the atmosphere, it could have been better for us Chicago Bulls fans. It got pretty loud with you Bucks fans from Milwaukee. Shannon, go book, go book. And I was flabbergasted. I was just truly flabbergasted.
What?
I was kind of disappointed in our Bulls fans here tonight.
Well, I mean, you can't be that disappointed. They're 13-20. Did you expect a better showing from the Bulls fans?
Oh, yeah. We're loyal.
All right, Adam, appreciate it. Thanks for the call. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
414-799-1250. If you were leaving the UC as well, we'd like to hear from you as well, as like we just did Adam on the radio.com app. 414-799-1250. I think Kobe White's going to be a good player. Good time for the transition there, as Adam helped us with our eye on the enemy. Brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th. Stopping today for lunch or dinner. Try the fabulous Friday fish fry, now open on Coach's on Lake Dunoon. Kobe White looks like he is going to be a legit starting point guard in the Eastern Conference for some years to come. That kid can play. He can also shoot from the outside, which was one of the slight knocks on him coming out of the draft. They knew he was more of a catch-and-shoot guy. Kobe White's showing that he's able to hit it off the dribble as well. And making plays, he can be a playmaker for the Chicago Bulls. And good to see that they have, one of them. Also, like Wendell Carter Jr., he finished with 10 points, 11 boards tonight. Some good interior defense. He was also just no match for Giannis a couple of times coming inside into the paint. Bucks were able to finish cleanly around. But what kept the Bulls in this game until half, just a three-point game at recess, Bucks and Bulls down at the United Center, was the three-point shot. Bulls hitting well over 40% in that first half. They end up just 17 of 44. Bucks started 1 of 14 from beyond the arc. Finished 34%, 11 of 32. Definitely a more respectable average, as the Bucks able to close out that third quarter and hit that strong, outscoring the Bulls by 15 in the third period. 40 points, the highest output that the Bucks have had in that period this year. Take you back through some of the plays that started out fast for the Bucks. Like 8-0 fast, but Eric Bledsoe getting his first start in a week and a half or 2 weeks' time, started up strong and took it right to the paint.
Bledsoe. That's the way to come back.
That's exactly the way to come back after an 8-game absence. ISO'd against a 6'11 Wendell Carter. Bled blows by him.
Marcus Johnson and Jim Paschke on the call, and to force one of the first Giannis timeouts from Jim Boylan.
Bledsoe up and
beautifully hammered down. A perfectly timed alley-oop.
And that's one way to beat surging half-court defense that the Bulls have shown the past month. Get out in transition before they can set it up.
Bucks out to an 8-0 run early into the second quarter as the Bulls tried to pull back in. It was within 11 at points, and then the Bucks space it back out with Giannis
going. Valentine misses the three, comes out long, about 17 feet out. Giannis got it. Giannis lays it in.
So he starts to gather step right at the three-point line and just catches the Bulls in transition completely.
Jim Boylan is taking timeouts when Giannis gets bust out baskets on the alley-oop and then on that one.
That's probably the best thing that Jim Boylan has done as Bulls head coach. Take timeouts when Giannis starts getting hot. Bulls started getting hot into that second quarter as they started to close the gap. This one from Ersan Ilyasova being able to clean up on the defensive end. 19 minutes, 14 points, 11 boards from Ersan.
Zadoransky wanted the corner kick to Levine. It was picked by Bledsoe. Guess who? Ilyasova.
That is just great basketball. The defense of Bledsoe and then Ersanity, is that what we're calling this now?
Works for me.
Ersan Ilyasova, never assuming a shot's going to be made. Great job trailing to clean up the miss by Bledsoe.
So the Bucks lead by three at the break, and then into the third quarter, yeah, that's when the sprinting out started happening and Brook Lopez started hitting from downtown.
The Bucks are 9-0 against Central Division opponents, and they have won those games by an average of 16.8 points. From the corner of three, Brook Lopez, that brings a timeout taken by Jim Boylan.
Another one of these moments where I say the Bucks start hitting from downtown. Well, the starting lineup really never started. Only four made threes from the starting five. That the only one that Brook Lopez was able to put down. And into that third quarter as well, Dante DiVincenzo, with a little bit of gusto and some authority, one of three Eric Bledsoe assists.
But how tough was that just to find an opening to get that shot off? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. DiVincenzo.
See, and that's that chemistry. Bledsoe penetrates, elevates, collapse the defense. They all elevated with him, and Dante made that cut at the exact perfect moment to get himself open. Great delivery by Bledsoe.
As we get to the drive of the game by Wrench and Go, need auto parts, Wrench and Go, self-service yard, bring your own tools, access the lowest price auto parts around. This led to the third Jim Boylan Giannis timeout. Take a listen.
Yes. And again, Jim Boylan takes an Adetokunbo timeout.
Yeah, that's just listen to Jim Pat. You can hear the fear in his voice.
Yes, Adetokunbo, I guess.
Third year of ESPN said Giannis tried to break the rim as he hits some gusto there. That one from the dotted arc. So, not from the foul line, no, just not that crazy, but Giannis with a powerful right hand, and this just about capped it off in the third as Planet Pat, well, he thought they were doing a dunk contest.
Ersan and George Hill, I mean, this bench crew, and you know, and then you've got one of the most prolific three-point shooters in history, Kyle Korver, out of the floor also.
He ran also, and Cat flies in from the ceiling. Came in on a wire to get that one.
That got the bench up. Wow. Left-handed. Left-handed afterthought.
That was powerful from Pat Connaughton. That put the Bucks up 95-77. They really wouldn't look back, but a nice little transition three by Chris Middleton never hurt. But the final one of the night, Robin Lopez, put him back up 20, big fella.
From behind, Kobe White takes it away from Robin Lopez. Oh. And Robin Lopez runs the floor and gets him on the other end.
Beat it up, Robin. Beat it up.
Don't let the young kid get the best of you. Robin Lopez with some gust finishes it off. Just send that thing into the third row, and we'll be all good. Bucks win 123-102. 414-799-1250. It's a Pick and Save Pros post-game show. Ram's on the north side. He's up on the fan. Ram, what's going on this evening, man? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I watched the game. And, you know, baby T, my concern is I don't you know, the Bucks seem up and down sometimes. I just feel like at halftime they should have been up by 20. you know, like those the true playoff contender team, when they playing a young opponent, you never, you know, you never let them get close to you because just to let them know, like, y'all not there yet.
Sure.
You don't have nothing to push back with it, but they were down by three.
But doesn't some of that, Ram, come to the let's not put our foot down on the gas right away and bait through? I mean, I understand the premise, like, you should be able to walk into the gym and finish the job early, but you know this. It's the monotony of the NBA season.
You know, I remember when the Bulls had Jordan and Scottie, the Bucks could not get a win. Matter of fact, it would be Chicago Bulls fans coming up to the Mecca buying up tickets. And we'd get an ass whooping up here.
Mm-hmm.
We'd get another one down there. And Jordan would let you know you ain't there yet. And he put 30 on you like it wasn't nothing. Scotty get 25. We don't have that mentality. You know, we still in that playful stage. Like, I watched some of their videos on the Bucks thing. Like, they're in a playful stage. They haven't really grown into understanding, like, you know, it's a job, it's a business. And then as players, let's put our foot down.
Because, got it, yes. They don't have that business-like mentality every single night. I agree with you on that.
And that's why when they play the Dallases, the Miamis, and like that, they get punched in the mouth because those guys are ballers. They come out to play. And that, it's just not one guy. It's like seven or eight, and then you got a couple on the bench ready to get in and get some. So we got to get to that point when we talking about you want to make it out the Eastern Conference Finals. And I don't think we're quite there yet. I don't think we're quite there yet, but I think we've made progress from last season. This season, but like in tonight's game, on the other side, what you noticed, what you said, and I've been saying this, Chicago got some good players. They just need a coach.
Yeah, their coach seems incompetent. If that's not a too strong of a word, Jim Boylan looks like he's well over his head. He's the Freddie Kitchens of NBA coaches.
I would say that. Now, I don't think a lot of fans understand what's going on down there in Boston, but there's been a lot of turmoil down there since Cross died. So don't look at it as if they don't have. I mean, they've had players quitting on them. They fired a coach.
Yeah.
They've been through three coaches in the last 5 years. So you don't. How can you get stability when you don't have the person driving the car consistent? And then you bring in young guys. And baby, too, you got to admit, like, a lot of people think, like, you do good in AAU, do good in college, you come to the NBA. No, it don't work like that.
It is about opportunity and it's about positioning, and you got to be positioned in the right situation for the opportunity to be a legitimate one. And I agree that whole team is full of dysfunction.
Look how Pop does things down there with the Spurs. There's certain type of players he won't even take.
Sure, he's the Bill Belichick of NBA coaches.
Right. This is probably his youngest team he's had in the last 20, 21 years. They're still competitive and losing, but the way that they play and compete, you got to compete between the lines for those, you know, those 48 minutes. So I just want to see, you know, going forward. I don't know. I'm still that the Philly game really showed some stuff. You know, where we at.
Well, that one hurt. That's for sure. That one stung. No doubt about it.
But tonight's win was a good win, and Kobe White can ball.
I think he's going to be a really, really good player. Ram,
I think he's going to be all-star. Yep.
Have a good New Year, man, all right?
All right, man. You too, man.
I really do. I really like Kobe White. There's a certain instinct that Ram said that he might be an all-star. I think he could. There's a certain instinct of, like, some people call it a killer mentality. That dude has the FCC is listening to this, so I don't know exactly how to phrase it, but he's got that mentality of, bleep it, I'm going to go out here and play my game, and then everybody else is going to have fun because I'm going to get everybody involved. But it's going to start by us running this floor, and if you want to run with me, then we'll run. If not, cool. Maybe I'll see you on the other end when we're back on offense, and then we can have ourselves a fun game there. 414-799-1250. Take a quick time out. We'll be back right after this. We're going to hear from Matt Velasquez, Eric Bledsoe, Mike Budenholzer. A lot to get to right here on The Fan. Stick with us inside the Bella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the Game.
Brought to you by Bryan Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at BSCBobcats.com.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
X Factor of the Game tonight, some health. First time the Bucks have been able to play with Eric Bledsoe, Chris Middleton, and Giannis Antetokounmpo on the floor together since like the beginning of November. Get everybody back, and it's crazy what happens when healthy basketball teams that are good hit the floor together. And one of those by the way, the healthy team is also the best team in the league. And the Bucks able to run away tonight from the Chicago Bulls. Close at half, but that was because the Bucks shot 1 of 14 from downtown in the first half and kept it close and allowed the Chicago Bulls to hang around. When 414-799-1250, guys, window replacement needs to be a part of your 2020 vision, and it can be a part of your 2020 vision. All you have to do is call Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin today. They don't just install, they do it all, and they do it in less than one day. Make your home as energy efficient as it possibly can be, even in the winter. They'll measure, they'll manufacture, install, service, and back the windows that they put into your home with a limited lifetime warranty, even offer better than bank financing. Guys, Pella Windows and Doors is here to simplify your life. You're one source for everything. You want opportunities and choices? There's 9 different styles of Pella Windows to choose from that can fit your particular taste, whether it's vinyl, fiberglass, maybe luxurious wood is going to go better in that kitchen as you just put in a new hardwood. You want to match it with the right kind of fixture around your windows. Pella Windows and Doors is going to let you go in and check it out at their brand new experience center in Brookfield, right off Blue Mound Road. Go test it out right now today, and don't block out the sun in the winter. Shame on you. Shame. That's why Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin came up with this roll screen that actually won the 2019 Most Innovative Window Award, that it practically disappears out of view, and you can enjoy all the beautiful sunshine that we are able to consume here in the state of Wisconsin for like the 4.5 hours of the day that it's out, and then you can have that natural light and natural heat into your home while also saving that heat that you're pumping up from your furnace. It's not going out the window because your old leaky windows were letting all the good hot air out. Replace now and save up to 55% off on qualifying installations, or if you want financing options, possibly up to 48 months worth of 0% APR financing, guys, if you have the qualified credit. Make your window replacement part of your 2020 vision today. Stop in or schedule your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. 414-799-1250. Out in Racine, we find Josh on the Big and Safe Probes postgame show. Josh, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, that last caller just made me want to vent. They're 30-5. People romanticize Bulls and these other teams. None of those teams went undefeated. They won 30 games. The Sixer game, they were playing bad, and they still almost kind of came back.
Sure.
The rest of the other losses, I mean, I was at the Mavericks game. They made a run I'd never seen before, and they almost won the game. So I don't know what else. People can't have it both sides of their mouth. Like, oh, they don't have the killer instinct. Then it's just a regular season. Give me a break. It's like, what, they're not supposed to play? I mean, you're beating teams solidly, almost every team. Giannis didn't play the last 3 games, and they killed teams.
Well, it can be a little bit of what you want. Do you want them to dominate somebody, or then when they do dominate somebody, it's, well, that team stinks?
Yeah, I don't know. People are just unrealistic. I do want a championship. I think they're preparing. They're preparing for the playoffs, and what better to do than go into it with a home court?
100%, and they're setting themselves up to do so. Josh, appreciate it. They are setting themselves up to be the number one seed and have home court advantage and steamroll through. I think part of the issue, Josh, and Bucks fans are learning this as well, there's a difference between being the hunter and the hunted, right? And knowing that you're going to get every team's best shot. The Bucks are learning how to play that way. But as fans, we're also learning how to follow that way. Does that make sense? There's still a fraction of the time where you're going to be looking over your shoulder saying, man, Boston's getting really good, right? That was with all the first-round picks. Man, Boston's going to be able to flip those first-round picks. They're going to get somebody nasty. Boston might get Carmelo Anthony. Boston might get Kyrie Irving. Boston might get this. Boston might get Anthony Davis. Then you're over here on the other side looking back at Philly. Man, Philly's got Ben Simmons. They got Joel Embiid, too, and J.J. Redick can shoot really. Oh, they just got Tobias Harris. They're going to be really tough. There's always this looking in your rearview mirror for the next person trying to knock you off. The greats always talk about it from a personal standpoint, right? Like Brett Favre always wanted to be the best because he was always still in fear of being replaced. Drew Brees in football always says it. Like, he's never lost that edge from when a team that he took to the playoffs multiple straight years said, we don't want you anymore. We're going to go draft a kid in the first round. That fear of being replaced, that fear of losing that top spot once you get it, there's a part of it that only drives you to be better. You learn how to actually be better throughout the season. And I think they're learning that, and that's going to be an even trade-off. Part of it for Bucs fans as well is just sometimes enjoy how good they are. And I think that's the overarching memo to Bucs fans. And I think, for the most part, everybody is doing a really, really good job of that. 414-799-1250. We're going to hear from Eric Bledsoe here momentarily, but first, out in Glendale, we have Mark. Mark, what's on your mind?
How you doing, my friend? Happy and healthy New Year upcoming.
Same to you.
I think the Chicago Bulls are in trouble. They've used up all their get-out-of-jail-free cards. I don't think they have any games left with the Atlanta Hawks. I think they've got it for them with them. But the Hawks, when they bury us, are the only team they can beat. Here's my thing with the Bucks. I've been a fan since their inception, okay? And, you know, I posed a question to a friend of mine the other night. I was watching the Laker-Clipper game. Who would you, and I know, you know, LeBron and the age is an issue, but who would you rather have right now as a duo? LeBron and Anthony Davis, who's fabulous, or Paul George and Kawhi Leonard? I would rather have Paul and Kawhi Leonard because to me, at this point, and I don't like it, but it's a God-dominated three-point, you know, lack of defense league. And, you know, while LeBron James was in the East, nobody could touch him.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, he's gone. Kawhi Leonard, you know, he was phenomenal in the playoffs. And when it came down to it, you know, you have Giannis, the MVP, but they collapsed on him. He's passing out into who? Okay, I've always felt we were deficient at scoring at guard. Well, now hopefully Dante DiVincenzo will help that. Kyle Korver, Westbrook a little bit. But if we could somehow, and it's not easy, I think what we're missing is a Devin Booker, a Trey Young, I mean, a Damian Lillard, a Kemba Walker, some phenomenal scoring machine guard, maybe a Bradley Beal, a John Wall, somebody like that. Another, you know, I'm glad we got the Lopez brothers, a big inside presence, but we need more scoring from the guard position. I thought maybe Chris Paul might be able to be acquired, you know, reasonably. And I don't know who else. There's plenty of them out there. And they're hard to find. I mean, that's why, you know, Memphis dealt off Mike Conley. I thought it would be nice to get him or John Morant. That's the kind of guy that we need. But I still feel the same way. I mean, we are a great team and, you know, home field, home court advantage. But I would like to see somehow some trade, I don't know, Zach LaVine or somebody with a complete scoring guard presence, a guy that's going to bring you 25, you know, every night in and out. You know, on this team, I think that's what they need to put them over at this point.
Got it. Thanks, Mark. And there's so many of those guys in the league, right? I mean, they do actually just grow on trees, the 25 a night scoring guards. But those are top of the draft, top of the lotto type guys, where they're also supposed to be max contract guys. And obviously, you signed a guy to a max contract that the scoring output simply doesn't match. Chris Middleton does not average the same as a Devin Booker or a Bradley Beal. I completely understand that. But when you do see the evolution of the game together, for the last month, he's been a 50-40-90 guy, and that was what you lost in Malcolm Brogdon. There's going to have to be some give and take because you're going to lose something on defense when you bring in certain guys like that. And it's a total catch-22. It's the makeup of the team that I agree. I would like to see Devin Booker right now, but you're going to have to take somebody off of this team at this particular point in time, and I just don't know who that would be. Not that I wouldn't do it. I just don't know who that would be. We're going to hear from Eric Bledsoe coming up next.
United Center. Pick and save Probes as well. Show on the fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
And it's live inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show. 414-799-1250. Phone lines are open if you want to give us a thought. Talk some Bucks basketball here on The Fan. Like Trell on the north side is doing right now. Trell, good hearing from you, man. Happy New Year.
Welcome, Happy New Year, man. You know, I just want people to understand, you know, it's crazy because I've watched how the franchise has transformed over the years. And we're no longer happy to get the 7th, 8th seed playoff type of team. We have championship aspirations written all over this team. And as long as Giannis is on this team, we will always have championship aspirations, as long as he can play at the level he's playing at. So that's why I judge this team to that level. I don't judge him to the just happy that we are having a great winning season. No, I want the chip. I want something I never experienced in my lifetime. When our teams are that good and to that level, us as fans should expect that. You know, we shouldn't become complacent or adopt a mediocre mindset as far as following our sports teams. When we get that chance to reach the pinnacle, that's when we need to do whatever it is that we need to do to cash in, because you don't get many of those opportunities. And so the Bucks, like I said, they're a great regular season team. They always will be as long as they have Giannis. The thing is, if this team played the same way they play in the regular season in the playoffs, nobody could beat them in the league. If that happens, if all these guys keep playing the same roles in the playoffs and they come through for the team, there's no team in the league that's better and well-oiled machine like the Bucks. But we all know that doesn't happen that way. Some guys you're not going to be able to count on in the playoffs. And then what do you do? So that's why I'm always looking for a way to make my team better, because I want to win the championship. That's what I'm measuring it. It's not about going deeper in the playoffs. It's about getting to the championship and not just being a participant, but winning. So that's where my mindset is at as a Bucks fan. And, I understand people who may not have that mindset, but don't knock the people that are speaking that, because they're coming from a fandom, a place of passion.
Well, and that part of it, trying to make your team better, and Trell, I totally agree with it. I always want to be able to better your team. I always laughed at the idea when somebody would say, there's only so many basketballs to go around, because back when I was a kid, when I picked my team on the playground, I never thought of, I don't want to have all the good players. I do want them to have some as well. The hardest part for me is on certain deals that get made, sometimes guys get brought up or get glorified better than they were, right? Because I think Eric Bledsoe was that 2 years ago when the Bucks were able to trade for him. He was the hot, shiny toy on the outside that could score 20 a game, but he was scoring 20 a game on the Phoenix Suns, right? Like, so I think there's a tough balance that you have to go with of a guy playing with superstar now or a guy playing with really, really bad roster and bad management on the other side putting up better numbers.
Yeah, but I'm glad you mentioned Eric Bledsoe, because I'll just say something very quickly. That's the reason why I want them to upgrade, because we've seen him 2 years in a row and he becomes a liability in the postseason. He's a great regular season player. He's a pit bull on the defensive end when he's engaged in the game. But he goes into a shell in the playoffs, and I don't want to see that again for a third year. So that's why I said maybe trade for a guy like Jrue Holiday, who does the same thing Eric Bledsoe does, except he's more consistent in pressure-packed moments, which we've seen in the playoffs from him. I think that would give this team a bonus, and he's more of a point guard. He'll give Giannis some easier buckets from time to time that he doesn't have to work as hard. And he can get his own shot. You know, we don't got that many guys that can get their own shot, so that's why I said that as far as that upgrading my team from that step.
Appreciate the call, Trell. And it's a great conversation to have. Everybody wants their team to be the most talented, best basketball team they possibly can be. But I think when you start going out and trying to find the next best thing or the next best piece for your team, the guy that's definitely going to upgrade the roster, right? You sometimes get into the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Eric Bledsoe was that guy, right? Like, I mean, you've seen so many different opportunities for that one piece that this dude's going to come in and be the lightning rod scorer that we need in Milwaukee. And sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. I think that's where the difficulty of trying to just piecemeal teams together and grab this piece, go with that one, grab this guy and go with him. You definitely get into a bit of limbo trying to figure out how these pieces are able to end up meshing together. Somebody that's inside the Bucks locker room every single night, and he joins us here tonight, as always, courtesy of the Thomas Morola Law Office. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs, go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at morolalaw.net. Call him at 414-327-5800. Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel joins us here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show in the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. Matt, appreciate the time from the UC.
Absolutely. Glad to be talking with you.
Another good one tonight in the standpoint of you're able to run away and hide, and the Bucks do so in the third quarter again, jumping out at halftime. Maybe a little bit, some people thought, lower level effort in that first half. I thought it was just simply you weren't making anything from downtown, and the Bulls were shooting just well enough from deep to keep themselves in it.
Yeah, it was pretty clear to me, at least, that once the game went into halftime and the Bucks were up three, like, it was over. Like, they were not going to shoot 1 of 14 from 3 the rest of the night. The Bulls weren't going to, you know, be lights out from the 3 on their own side for the rest of the night. And if the Bucks weren't going to play any worse than they had played. So, you know, that's kind of what happened. They came out. They had basically a dunk contest, a three-point contest. You know, you name it, they did it. You know, turned this into a really one-sided game. And, you know, for pretty much the whole second half, it was a double-digit game. So, you know, the better team obviously, you know, rose to the top and won and all that. And it was good to see, you know, Eric Bledsoe, Giannis, be able to get back on the court.
Yeah.
See what they do. Obviously, you always want guys to be healthy, you know, for every team. I always want everybody to be healthy. So it's, you know, always fun to see everybody being at full strength, even though the Bucks were without Wesley Matthews tonight.
It's definitely fun being able to see Giannis, Eric Bledsoe, and Chris Middleton all on the same floor together. It's been quite some time since we've seen that.
Yeah, no, I think Zora Stevenson, she mentioned before the game that they'd only played together in 9 of the past 25 games. And that's wild. So, you know, obviously Middleton was out for a while, and then Bledsoe got hurt, and Giannis sat out a couple games just now. So, you know, getting those guys together, you know, obviously the chemistry is still there. You know, had some good passes to each other in different situations. Obviously, getting the ball, everybody else involved with 29 assists, you know, for the team. And so, you know, just seeing those guys out there, you see kind of a, you know, you get a better understanding of who the Bucks are and what they can do. Obviously, they've won some big games. They've lost some big games in the time that they haven't had certain ones of that group. But, you know, when they have everybody together, obviously that's what you want to be. You want to be at full strength when you're playing, you know, down the stretch.
What was the noise like? We could hear some of it on the television broadcast, but what was the arena like when Giannis tried to break the rim?
It was pretty loud. It was pretty loud around me. I could tell it was loud. I'm sitting on the baseline, you know, maybe like, you know, 10-15 yards from the Bucks bench, and you know, they were up, they were going nuts, and then there was a timeout, and you know, a lot of people were just kind of aghast, you know, like, oh,
right,
look at that. But it was impressive. I mean, but Giannis, you know, he even said that the best dunk of the night belonged to Pat Connaughton.
Mm-hmm.
with that tip slam. And you know, I mentioned to Dante DiVincenzo, who had the first dunk to kind of get things going, which is a nice dunk. You know, for him and for
it would have drew a couple of nines, maybe.
Yeah, no, it was nice. It was nice, but I was like, man, how did I feel to be overshadowed by those other dunks, Dante? He was like, oh, no, not. Yeah, Giannis' dunk was weak. He goes, that was weak. He was yelling over at Giannis. You know, they obviously have some fun in there. But yeah, no, I think Pat's was the best. I think Giannis is right about that. I mean, Giannis, like, it's so hard. You're grading him on a totally different curve. Like, because what he did was incredible. Like, he catches, like, by the free throw line, takes two steps, and just yams.
Yeah.
Like, without even dribbling. But if, like, any other Bucks player did that, it would be, like, you know, incredible. Because he does that, like, I don't know, a couple times a month. Like, it's like, eh, whatever. But it's still, like, absolutely insane.
That's the part of wanting Giannis in the dunk contest that I think is so much fun for me. Because I want to see him do superhuman things and make them look pedestrian. Everybody's like, no, it's not that cool when a 7-foot guy dunks like that. I completely disagree. I think it's even more impressive because it's like, look what human nature can actually do. People aren't supposed to be that big and be able to do it that easily.
Yeah, I think he's better in game than in a dunk contest.
Just because he
can catch bodies in games, and that's obviously different. I feel like Pat could be in the dunk contest, like, if and only if he can, like, train someone to, like, miss shots so he can fly and put them back. You know, because that's kind of when he's at his best. Like, he's had a bunch of, like, tip slams in the time that he's been with the Bucks, and I'm sure he had some before that because obviously he's got a ton of bounce. And when he puts that to work like that, it's something to see.
I might like that. I might start that on this show. We need to get Pat Connaughton in the dunk contest. Not only because it would be a total ruin of Marcus Johnson's movie White Men Can't Jump, but it would also just be tremendous to see if he was able to do that and find somebody that could miss that many shots perfectly for tip slams.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine the different theatrics he can put into putting back, like, a tip slam, like a 360 tip slam. Like, that'd be wild. I don't know, but the problem is you have to like, basically train Kyle Korver to not be Kyle Korver, like be Kyle Korver but not make shots and, like, be super good. Like, I kind of like the baseball team in South Park that was, like, really good at, like, being bad. you need to find someone like that, and that's incredibly hard to find because I think that would be, like, you know, someone would – be like, hey, I don't want to ruin my shot by getting really good at missing them for you. Like he maybe would have to find someone like a college buddy, you know, who played at Notre Dame, who could maybe just, like, all right, you know, I'm not playing basketball anymore. Let me try and like alter my shot a little bit, get you some good tip dunk opportunities. That'd be a real skill.
Hey, I bet you could find somebody at the YMCA over here on Beloit that would be dying to have the opportunity to try to be the guy that misses a bunch of shots.
Well, if you want a guy to miss a bunch of shots, maybe you want me. That might be the move, though. You know, I like to get in my pickup runs as often as I can. I played a little bit today. Actually, had a decent day.
Okay.
But for most of the time, I'm going to give you tip slam opportunities. That's generally what I'm good at.
What are we looking at for Matt Velasquez's pickup numbers from today?
Oh, no, you don't want to use today because today was actually good. Like, this is not indicative of my skills. I actually shot pretty well. I basically can only shoot from, like, one spot on the court, like somewhere along the wing, just behind the line. And so, you know, I have that shot. Every other three-point shot is just liable to go flying off the backboard or something terrible. You know, but the numbers were good. The team numbers, not a lot of wins.
Okay.
For my group, but, you know, we tried hard, and it wasn't my fault. That's all I'm going to say. It wasn't my fault.
I always say this. I'm one of the best players in pickup simply because, I mean, two or three times down the court, Matt, I'm soaked in sweat, so nobody wants to guard me in the post. So it's easy layups from here on out. Once we get, like, three possessions in, nobody's getting within 3 feet.
That is a strong strategy. That's something you got to try. I mean, because
it's a dedication.
But the only problem is that sometimes you're going to slam the ball in that situation. And everybody's like, oh, come on, why you got to slam the ball? So then your teammates
won't... handprint of sweat on the basketball.
Then your teammates won't pass you because they're like, hey, the next time I get it back from him, it's going to be all wet. I'm going to shoot terrible. you know, but it's mostly just to get a workout, have fun. I can't work out other than, like, trying to play a sport or do something like that. And basketball is the most fun, enjoyable way to do that.
Couldn't agree more.
So I treasure every time I get a chance. Like I said, I'm not very good, but I enjoy the competition. I play hard. I try hard, and I'm still out of shape.
Well, that's the kind of spirit and love of the game that we like from Matt Velasquez. That's the kind of spirit and love you get when you read his columns at the Journal Sentinel. Matt, appreciate it, man. We'll talk on Wednesday.
All right, you bet, man. Happy New Year.
Take it easy, man. Happy New Year as well. We'll talk to Matt on Wednesday night on the New Year holiday here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. That was my best attribute as a pickup basketball player. We used to call it a street ball legend, to be completely honest with you. My friend Kyler Shalminiak was the other street ball legend that we had over here in the HC. Literally right down up the road over here in Hales Corners Park. They built this one court at this park, right? One court, full regulation style, the good double rim, double thick rim that you had, because there were true bounces on that thing. I mean, you'd get robbed a couple of times if you rattled the cylinder. There weren't many in and outs and back down. I mean, if it bounced out, you were getting a good carom, and you were going to be able to run in some transition. But... telling you, like, three or four times down the floor max. and you're starting to see your boy just, that gray t-shirt is straight black at that point. And everyone's just like, can we go Skins? And then I was on the Skins team and everyone's like, can we all put our shirts back on? That's usually how it all went. Pick and Save Probes postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North inside the Pella windows and doors of Wisconsin Studios. Probably shouldn't drop the sponsors right after talking about me with my shirt off. But instead, we'll talk to Mike Budenholzer next. He will have his shirt on, but you won't be able to see it through your radio. It's right here on the fans. Keep it with us, please.
What did Milwaukee's MVP do today? Could he be a back-to-back MVP? It's time for the MVP Minute. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Look at Giannis before the game. Out there meeting and greeting and giving these young people special moments that they'll remember for the rest of their life. I can't tell you how many photos I get sent to me of grown men who were that age when they met me 30, 40 years ago, and recounting just how special those moments were.
Isn't that great? I don't know if you saw it, but before the holidays, Giannis gave his shoes to a young lady.
She just burst out into tears.
And tears of joy, absolutely sobbing tears of joy, Marcus.
Talk about
That's Marcus Johnson and Jim Paschke tonight on the call. Fox Sports Wisconsin, the broadcast, our MVP Minute tonight. Giannis Antetokounmpo, on the floor, what he does is tremendous, obviously. We all know. I mean, tonight, 23 points, 6 of 6 from the foul line, which is always nice, and 8 of 14 from the field for Giannis, 10 boards and 6 dimes. But the off-the-floor stuff, you just can't get enough of this dude. I mean, just the pure joy and admiration of people when they get to see this guy in person play. That's why I was asking, you know, Matt Velasquez when we were just talking to him about the noise that you got at the UC tonight. Usually there's not a roar when somebody does something against your team. You usually don't cheer that, except when Giannis does it. And you will, excuse me, you will hear teams fans do it all the time. Just, oh, man. Did you see that? It happens quite often because he's that damn good. Mike Budenholzer tonight, brought to you by Schneider each and every year. Visit SchneiderJobs.com. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers, great benefits, and more home time. Coach's Corner with Schneider. Mike Budenholzer has to be happy after his team's 40-point third quarter.
Yeah, I think just on the road, getting Bled and Giannis back was great, but I think the whole group, just the way they're playing, first, third, fourth quarter, and, you know, I think Chicago threw a big, you know, a flurry at us in the second quarter, and credit to them. I like the way we responded in the third and able to get a cushion and get a good win on the road.
How much does the flow of the game change having Eric back?
Yeah, I mean, he was great tonight. I mean, you just saw the speed, the athleticism, him in passing lanes, him getting to the paint, him cutting and slashing off the ball, making a three in transition. He did a little bit of everything tonight. So, you know, we all appreciate and respect him. We're all very happy to have him back. Eric? I think fine. I didn't really take a second visit with him. But, you know, his spirit seemed good. He seems like he's fine. We played him basically exactly what we planned to. And, you know, so I'm assuming everything's good. Tomorrow morning, I'm sure, will be important.
What specifically changed in that third quarter where you guys were able to take that big lead?
Well, you know, I think Giannis came out and made a couple of great passes. You know, Bled gets a layup and then a corner three from Brooke playing off of Giannis. And we got a couple stops. And it set the tone. And then I thought we played great defense, you know, for the most of the third quarter. Felt like we kept better contact with Markkanen. He didn't get as many open threes. And, you know, they hit, I think, 10 threes, or they hit a ton of threes in that second quarter. And it's sometimes that's hard to sustain for, you know, a game. So I think that hopefully it's just they came back to us a little bit, and hopefully our defense was better. You know, we're just always trying to stay connected to him, get into him, you know, over on all his screens. And, you know, show your hands, keep him off the free throw line. He's such a important part of their offense. He's got the ball in his hands a lot. So, you know, I thought the guys, they worked, they made him work for everything.
And you mentioned their threes being kind of unsustainable. You were one of 14 as a team going into halftime. Do you feel like that was unsustainable, that at some point the dam's going to break for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we say that, you know, fairly often. Sometimes, you know, the worm's going to turn. If we're the team that hasn't made any, you know, probably it's going to change, or we're going to make some. If the other team's been, you know, super hot, you know, hopefully some nights or most nights they cool off. So, we, you know, to be up, I think, four at the halftime when we were, you know, minus a significant number at the three-point line, and, you know, still be up. And I think the offensive boards, they were hurting us there a little bit. So, you know, we felt like we could, you know, get some things done in the second half.
Is it tempting for, if not the whole team, at least for individual players, when they're struggling from three-point range, to forsake that in the second half, for instance, and say, I'm going to play differently, I'm going to go outside, I'm going to not count on it tonight?
I can only speak for our team and our players. I think they understand we're going to keep shooting. You know, we're going to keep letting it fly. We do want to continue to attack the paint and drive, and but we should be doing that, and we should be shooting threes, whether we're 1 for 14 or we're 10 for 14. And our guys don't tend to change, and they have a confidence in themselves, and they know that that's what we want to do.
You guys had that dunk in the third quarter where everybody's jaw dropped. What does a play like that do for the team besides put 2 points on the board?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's momentum plays. There's things that just gives your team energy and, you know, is maybe deflating for your opponent. And, you know, Giannis is capable of doing those on a regular basis. And it was great, you know, for him to miss a couple games and come back and have a dunk like that. You know, it was impressive.
Yeah, and it definitely was a momentum play for the Milwaukee Bucks tonight as they blow out the Chicago Bulls, run away and hide and finish it off in that fourth quarter. In the third quarter, really, with a 40-point effort, Bucks win tonight 123-102. Guys, in as little as just one day, you can make your home so much more energy efficient, even in the winter. Just make window replacement part of your 2020 vision at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They don't just install, they do it all. They measure, manufacture, install service, and back their windows with a limited lifetime warranty, and even offer better than bank financing. Guys, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is simplifying your life. They're your one source for everything. Innovations with their new 2019 Innovative Window of the Year with the roll screen design that practically disappears out of view allows you to utilize all that fresh sunlight that we get here in the winter, you know, all 5 hours of it. 9 different styles of Pella windows to fit your particular taste. Vinyl, fiberglass, luxurious wood, whatever it is, they can help you out right now today as long as you schedule your in-home consultation today, which is free, by the way. Go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center in Brookfield or just schedule it online, PellaWI.com. Replace now today and you can save up to 55% off qualifying installations or 0% APR financing for 48 months right now on some qualified credit. Guys, once again, make window replacement part of your 2020 vision today at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you listening tonight. Pick and Save Pro's post-game show. My thanks to Sidney Moncrief for being on the program tonight. If you missed it, once again, go back on that freeradio.com app, hit the rewind feature, and you can hear all of my conversation with Sidney Moncrief. We're also going to be joined by Sir Sid again here on the post-game show, as he will for a all year long, guys. The next time we'll hear with Sidney Moncrief is at San Antonio. That is 1 week from tonight. Don't miss it. My thanks to Sam Schmitz as well for being here. All highlights courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin and you guys for being a part of it as well. Always at 414-799-1250. This has been the Pick and Save Pro Post Game Show driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North. Bucks win again tonight by 21. We're back on New Year's Day and back tomorrow live at 5 on The Fan.